Boating and drinking is a problem in the state of Minnesota. With the 4th of July around the corner, last weekend, Department of Natural Resources kicked off Operation Dry Water, which was a national campaign for deterring boating while being intoxicated through increased patrolling efforts and education. Adam Block, a conservation officer at DNR, tells us more about the campaign.
What we want people to know is boating is drunk driving, and boating under the influence carries the same weight and consequences on your driving record as a DWI in your motor vehicle. However, we do know that with these severe consequences, we would rather arrest somebody than tell their family or friends, or the family or friends of an innocent victim, that they're not coming home. So we're hoping that the boating community heeds their warning and does not consume alcohol over the 4th of July, because we have other environmental factors that play into that too. The effects of alcohol can be quickly magnified by the environmental factors that we experience on the water, such as dehydration, sun exposure, noise from other boats, sudden movements caused by the waves and other passing boats. So we want people to get out on the water, but we want them to do it safely. Statewide statistics that we have, and over the last 5 years, the five-year average for boating while under the influence arrest in the state of Minnesota is at 113. Now, the numbers for 2013 and 2014 are under 100 arrests, but the five-year average is 113. So the trend is going down. We were at 158 in 2012. In 2014, we were at 76 statewide. Now, environmental factors do play a part in that. With the high water we experienced last summer, there wasn't as much boating activity, but we know that the statistics are showing that they're trending downward since we started participating in what we call Operation Dry Water in 2010. And also the five-year average for boating fatality accidents is at 42%. So just last year alone, in 2014, in the state of Minnesota, 6 fatalities out of the 14 were alcohol-related. So we know that getting the word out about not drinking and boating is something very important to us, to make sure that the folks out there are able to enjoy a friendly boating experience.
Mohammed Najafian reporting for KVSC.